This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Governor Bill Walker will allow the legislature to leave Juneau and convene their special session in Anchorage this week. His spokeswoman tells the Associated Press the priority is that lawmakers pass a fully funded budget, not where it's done. An attorney for the legislature said the move would be illegal without Walker's okay. Indigenous game designers, coders, and artists will be in Santa Clara, California this Friday to talk about the future of the native gaming industry. Many developers are looking to Alaska for inspiration. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
Self-determination is the notion behind the Natives in Game Dev Gathering. Elizabeth LaPonce is an Anishinaabe, Métis, and Irish game designer. She says this is the first event of its kind, and she's excited about it.
This event is really for us to be able to step up and speak from our own genuine perspectives without spending a breath on any negativity or any of the things that we're up against.
Presentations range from incorporating Native hip-hop into games to using Indigenous science teachings in game mechanics.
So we get to have these really robust, really exciting topics because we don't have to just be talking about what's out there already in commercial game industry.
Alaska will also be represented by Ishmael Hope, one of the lead writers for the groundbreaking 2014 game Never Alone, Kisima Ingichuna.
How do we learn to reorient ourselves into honoring Native perspectives?
And that question has been the driver behind a number of recent advances in Native gaming. Gloria O'Neill is the president and CEO of Cook Inlet Tribal Council, or CITC, which is behind Never Alone. She says a few years ago, her board of directors came to her looking for new ideas for a project and an investment that would follow the council's mission.
The board also said, be thoughtful of how we think of ourselves in the world, meaning let's look at our greatest asset. And our greatest asset is people and our stories and the culture that we have had in this state of Alaska for so many years. And at the same time, be thoughtful about technology. Push yourselves to be progressive.
She says CITC sought partners with industry experience, which resulted in collaboration with Eline Media and the creation of Upper One Games. Since it was released, Never Alone has been lauded as a sophisticated, thoughtful, and intelligent game. It's received international awards, and O'Neill says, brought generations of Alaska Native families together to have fun, tell stories, and learn.
We see that through Never Alone that it's inspiring, for example, a whole new genre of video games, and that is, you know, telling stories that we've had in communities for thousands and thousands of years and using the power of technology to bring those stories alive in today's modern world.
It's not about taking from the culture. It actually really is inclusive game development.
LaPonce says Never Alone was a huge leap forward from older games, which rarely included Native characters, and when they did, were fraught with racist stereotypes. And it was the next step from smaller, self-published indie games. It had a decent budget, professional designers, and the voices of elders. It showed it could be done.
And how actually involving the people that you're representing can influence the design and make it stand out and make it better. And so I think that it's an incredible example for inspiring youth, for inspiring other people who are working in film or other, you know, areas of media to look at game development as something that is feasible for us.
Ishmael Hope says by bringing his experiences from Never Alone to the conference, he hopes to open up honest conversations about where Native game developers can go from this point on.
I mean, we spend so much time focused on, you know, educating, trying to break down reified structures that disempower, you know, non-Western people. I mean, that's a constant theme. But in this case, working with the Native in the games development, it's just going to be neat to just kind of bond and talk about what's exciting and what direction we want our art to go. as a self-determined people.
The goal, say both Hope and LaPonce, is for Indigenous gamers, developers, and designers to recognize their own potential. Someday, they'd both like to see totally independent Native game companies, publishing companies, studios, and more. Independent from code to console. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.